Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Satika. How may I help you today?
Yes, you said Satisha?
Titika, how may I help you?
Titika. Yes, good morning. My name is Richard Montgomery. You guys are continuing to debit me for something that you canceled.
Okay, sir. Could I please have the zip code?
38135.
Okay, your last name is Montgomery?
That is correct.
Hold on 1 minute, sir.
Sure. I have a cancellation code from 516 from Crystal where she canceled this stuff, but then I have a debit on 6922 where you withdrew some more.
Okay, hold on 1 second, sir.
No worries. Take your time.
Okay, how much was the price for it, the charge?
$59.89.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, sir. Where is that? Look it up. I'm going to look it up through your phone number. So hold on 1 minute. Paste. Okay, sir. I do see where you have been refunded. That probably is your refund, sir.
No, ma'am. It's because your refund was $54.89 because you kept $5 because of some fee.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a withdrawal of $59.89, which is the original amount.
On what date, sir?
6/9/22. Right. It should have been canceled by then.
Do have you canceled? Hold on 1 minute, sir.
Sure.
Let me look at this account. Okay, I do see on 5/1 there was a decline and they canceled you on 5/16.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 minute, sir, so I can see. If there's, right. Could you verify your address for Mr. Montgomery?
6468 Baird, B-A-I-R-D Lane.
Okay. And it's $56.95 or
$59.89.
Because the charge, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Because if it's a charge that was, even if I did it with your last name and your phone number, if there were any new charges, I would find them. And right now, it looks like there was a on 5/1 of 2022, there was a decline.
Mm-hmm.
And they canceled it on the 16th, as I stated. And they refunded you. Hold on. They refunded you $54.89. And that was done on 5/16. Your account has been blacklisted. There's no way you can be charged again unless there's another account.
There isn't another account, and you did charge me $59.89 on 6/9.
Hold on 1 minute. So, hold on 1 minute. Let me, because mostly our when we refund someone,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
also look like debits. So did you call your bank to find out if that was a debit or a credit?
You refunded me $54.89. You debited me $59.89. So
you,
it was not a refund. And it is a you withdrew $59.89 on 6/9.
Okay, so I got to see if I can find this under because I have a Montgomery U,
mm-hmm.
and I have the address validated, and I have used your phone number. And the only two charges that I have for this account is the two that I'm talking about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you transferred over to a supervisor so they can find out exactly about this charge, because of what I'm seeing, I don't see a charge. So hold on 1 minute, sir.
Sure, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. I'm getting to getting you transferred over right now. So please, it will be a brief call. I mean, it will be a ring, and then you might have to hold for a minute, but they will pick up the phone. So thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.